upbeat that's really da 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 dee da da. That tells you where. Okay. Spencer on the topic of the Carliner episode in there who screamed. Let's learn a Carliner again.
Do we have to scream it?
And it's also, and you'll also tell me what scale it's on.
Alright.
Thank you. To have the clapping, to have the rhythm, right? That's really important.
You don't have to know how to do the clapping.
What's that?
You don't have to know how to do that.
Oh, you should know how to do the clapping. But what I'm saying is, you can take the clapping out, and it should have. We should be able to hear the rhythm just by the way we're singing. It should have a punch to it. And this kind of stuff is, unless you have a really committed, it's not, so this is not an area for being floaty. Actually, it could be, but that's a totally different thing.
Take this nigga.
That's right. Now that I say it's not the place. That's right. Did it all? Why don't you lead it?
No, that's right.
But lead it so that we know what you mean. And we're going to turn and make this happen.
All right, let's see.
You can take your time and let it stretch.
Thank you.
two, three, four, five, six, seven. Right? You have two options. You can go, actually, you have three options. One is you can go like this. One, two, three, one. You go like that, except you accent this one on every other, on the off downbeat, you give a slap. The boom. And you think of like a big drummer in a cage of drums, kind of like this. Just try to tune my voice away there. Having all of these in?
No, not in this
or
song.
Or not in this song, right?
No.
Yeah, in this song, but no, listen to the other song.
It gives you balance. It broadens the repeating rhythmic phrase. So instead of being a same thing, which was a ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, it's all the same, here you have a phrase and a B phrase.
Right.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. So it gives it more balance.
Right. It's, well, balance, I don't know, but what it does give it for sure is...
No, that's wrong.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. Everything you said is exactly right. What it does do is it makes it bigger.
Yeah.
Okay? And so, because it has two different... It's longer before it repeats. So what it does is it gives you a sense of space. Because, you know, it's like walking two blocks instead of one block before you turn around. Ah. Sexier, fine.
I'm serious.
That's fine. No, I mean, everything is subjective in terms of, like, so what, but there's a few things we can't say for sure, which is that it's bigger, it's longer. And I'm often looking for that openness in singing waltzes, in singing anything. That's why we do the that there's only three beats instead of four beats, so there's more space. Right? I'm looking for space. And then you can always fill it in later, but once you fill it in, it's hard to get rid of it. So we try to find a way to keep it sparse. And as my brother likes to say, he's a drummer, he says, sharp and sparse. Okay, that's the thing, sharp and sparse. Whenever we're playing soul music or something, like, sharp and sparse, guys, come on. Sharp and sparse. It's just very sharp and has space in it, so that something else can happen. Soul singers, when they're singing, they don't like a lot of action behind them. They like the openness, because it gives them something to work with. You know, this music is soul music. It's our, you know, Jewish soul music. And we need also some space, right? So, da 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 da. Again, another subjective thing, right? Because we all have lots of like attachments to things that we've heard in one way or another. I don't mean that in a bad way. If that's what everybody's feeling something about it, but at least we can describe what is happening, and then we'll all decide what that's going to mean. So in this case, I don't know. Okay, subjectively, what do people like it or not? With it filled in or open?
I don't know if this is subjective or not, but with Tumbalalaika, there's something that keeps us from speeding up, which is an elongated, like a longer note in the melody. Mm-hmm. Tumbalalaika, that keeps us from speeding up. With this, when we're doing the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, it goes exactly with the notes of the melody, mm-hmm. which is they're moving together, so there's almost like more inertia going, mm-hmm. I think, to speed it up.
That's how the choir director says, mm-hmm. subdivide.
Yeah. Right, so interesting. So I feel the same way. Like in the Tumbalalaika, it felt like it made more sense to do fa fa. It felt like uncheesy and like it worked together. It was like a real collaboration. And I feel like in this song, it's the opposite. It's, uh-huh. it's you know, the dum da da just feels like
too much,
terrible, right. And the other one feels like
right. So what's know. Important is that we are aware of the possibilities. Yeah. And then we can decide in any case whether it's going to be cheesy or not, because it doesn't apply to every right. And
Joey, I think it has to do with nostalgia. We all know Tumbalalaika. It's like in our, like you said, it's in our kishkas. We can slow it down. A new tune we can't slow down.
Well, we know that it does goes at a certain tempo.
Right, and if we compartmentalize it so much, you end up speeding it up, like you demonstrated. With Tumbalalaika, it's like, yeah, it's supposed to be slow and remind us of these sounds.
Although it did speed up too. But
I think it has... I think that with Tumbalalaika, we know it's actually a four-bar phrase. Tumbalalaika, Tumbalalaika, Tumbalalaika. We actually know that we're doing a more than one. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 3, 1. And because we all know the tune, we're shooting for that. And this tune doesn't have that clear a sense of structure. We need
it also has a four-bar.
Yeah,
it also has a four-bar, but we don't all know that it has this four-bar. We're not all sort of like, know that that's where we're going. We really have to, if we don't put a two-bar phrase in the rhythm, we get lost into one, 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 one.
Right, right. Okay, how does that Carlin and Negan go? Okay, good. And another way that you might do it is by singing the Fringe scale that we know it's in, and starting on scale degree number 4. So let me tell you why, what I mean by that. Avinu Malkeinu, the note K. Avinu Malkeinu, that's 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.